Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. And we're coming up on the month of February. And February is National Magnet School Month. I don't know how many folks were aware of that, but at Minneapolis Public Schools, magnet schools offer fine arts, global studies, and humanities, STEM and STEAM, Montessori, Spanish dual language, all that good stuff for students. And in February, we're highlighting the unique theme-based education offered in these schools, which are open to all students. And here to talk about all of that with me, I have two guests on, and a very rare occurrence here on the School News Podcast where we have two guests at the same time, but happy to have them both on with me here. Stephanie Davies-Larson is a K-12 content lead at Minneapolis Public Schools, and Grace Mabosi and Wessie is also a K-12 content lead for Magnet STEM and STEAM for multilingual and magnet programs. Welcome to you both. Stephanie, I know you and I have done this a couple of times now, and You're kind of a veteran in this, but Grace, you're on with us for the first time, so welcome to you both.
Thank you. Manny. I'm excited.
Very excited to have you both on. I kind of introduced you guys already here, but why don't you tell our viewers and listeners exactly what you do at MPS, what your roles are, and how that kind of plays into the conversation we're going to have today.
All right. Being the newbie, I can go. So I won't be so nervous. All right. Thank you so much again, Manny, for having us. Like you said, I'm Grace Mabosi-Ngwesi, the content lead for our Magnet STEM team. I have to tell you, this is for those of people that don't know, I've been with MPS for about 25 years. When I came into this role as a Magnet STEM team content lead, it was kind of the ideal job for me because I've always been in the sciences. So working in the STEM team, supporting our STEM team schools was like a dream come true. So what I do, I support all four schools that are either STEM or STEAM. My elementary school will be Hall. My middle schools will be Sullivan and Franklin, and high school is Heritage. And what I do is to bring together STEM companies like 3M, Boston Scientific, and bring that relationship with our MPS classrooms and schools so our students can see what STEM looks like in real world, in real time. Sometimes we take them on a field trip, other times we bring those companies to these classrooms to show the kids what they actually do. So when we talk about STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, our students really see, oh, okay, when you say, here's STEM, this is what we do, and this is how I can get that job, higher paying job. So that's what I do. So I support all these schools through partnership, scholarships, and grants.
Stephanie, how about you?
Oh, thanks, Manny. Stephanie Davies-Larson, K-12 content lead for the Magnet Schools. Been at this job in particular for about the last 4 years. So really been digging into just what the Magnet School program is all about here at Minneapolis Public Schools and, you know, taking a look at all the components of marketing and branding, of the thematic curriculum and instruction, just finding out what is Magnet Schools and what does that mean for Minneapolis Public Schools and, you know, attracting all families and students to ensure that they have every opportunity to study and learn their core subjects and then their interests too in the arts, STEM, STEAM, Montessori, Global Studies, and Spanish dual language. So kind of a woman of all trades here, but I do also spend particular time with the Global Studies and Humanities and the Montessori program. So they're just kind of, you know, a special TLC for them within that portfolio.
So Stephanie, tell me a little bit more about Magnet Schools. You know, we've had this conversation before, and I know when I've had Martha Swanson on during enrollment season, we've kind of talked about this too, about the difference between a magnet school and a community school. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I already alluded to that, when you're in a magnet school, you are studying the typical core subjects of reading, language arts, math, science, and social studies, but you're seeing them through that magnet theme lens, that particular lens that you have that interest in. There is an emphasis on the project-based learning. So students are working together on projects and they share those projects with one another in class, but they also are expanding out into quarterly student showcases. In our art schools, they have student performances and art exhibits. Magnet theme activities, like Grace said, is they connect students to the real world. They have those real world learning experiences, and these can be on site, they can be off site through field trips, and they're connecting people with those career professionals. Partnerships, again, really important for our magnet schools, and we really stress that schools connect with local organizations and businesses that are just right there in their neighborhoods. Places like Minnesota 4-H, Appetite for Change here in the North Side, Children's Theater, University of Minnesota Extension, all are partners, and there's more than that. That's just a drop in the bucket. And most important is that this is a citywide program. So wherever you are within the boundaries, the district boundaries of Minneapolis Public Schools, for pre-K through 8, transportation will be provided from your home to whatever school you choose. High school students, same as community schools, get yourself there through the transportation, public transportation, or you just arrange your own.
We are joined by Stephanie Davies Larson and Grace Mabosi and Wesi. They are K-12 content leads at Minneapolis Public Schools. Grace focuses heavily on, well, they both really focus heavily on magnet, STEM, and STEAM schools here at Minneapolis Public Schools. So, Grace, I'll go to you now. We heard Stephanie talk about some of the life experiences that these students are having. What are some of the cool things that the schools are doing that involving these students? I know you mentioned Hall, Franklin, Sullivan, and Heritage are the schools that you work with. What are some of the really cool things that the students are doing at those schools?
Oh my gosh, Manny, how much time we got? No.
Plenty, plenty.
Okay, all right. So let me start. It is really wonderful to see. I'll start with Hall because it's right here on the North Side. I'm a North Side girl. Okay, so I went to the high, so it's really personal. When I do this work, it's personal. When I bring STEM focus to our kids, we have the observatory at home, state-of-the-art observatory, right? And as we have it this year, we're able to secure grants so we can train some teachers, community members, so we'll be able to open the observatory and have our kids look at the skies and see what's going on. That is just one example. We have multiple telescopes that the kids can use and look when the weather is nice. So this is just one example of things that we do within the realm of magnet and STEM focus. Stephanie alluded a little bit earlier about our partnership with U of M 4-H. So they come in weekly to work with the kids. In fact, we have community gardens throughout North Minneapolis with the kids. So they will go to these gardens and the North gardens. We also have hydroponics. They've just added a new one. This past month, we've just finished a series called K9 Inspires, where we bring in some kids that are experiencing anxiety so they can work with K9 and know how dogs are trained. We have video on that. So that's just one of the things, one of our schools. That's whole. If we go to Franklin, we have things from robotics to hydroponics, full-blown hydroponics, where the kids can actually grow their own veggie from beginning to end and actually eat it during lunch. Isn't that awesome? So we teach them how to grow things in their own house, like during winter months, you can actually grow lettuce, vegetables in your house, herbs that you can use for your food. These are some of the things, hands-on things that we teach our kids in our magnet STEM schools. You go to Sullivan. Sullivan has a state-of-the-art space maker, from flight engineering to all sort of technology, We were privy to a field trip where we had to go to the learning jet, if you've ever heard of it. It's a full plane that is equipped with classroom style. So we took our kids there where they learn how planes are flown, the mechanics that go into flying a plane for those kids that are interested in becoming pilots someday. Our Heritage High School, we provide, in fact, we partner with the US Navy on getting a scholarship to whatever university they want to go, full ride. I mean, that is when I was in high school, I didn't get that. So we make sure that we connect our kids with these resources that they can get, to move forward, to be able to live their dream. I know some of our colleagues are not here. For example, for dual language, we have K-12 dual language. In modern time, it is very important for kids to learn more than one language because the world is getting smaller. So our Spanish dual language is awesome. So this is where kids learn all content in both English and Spanish simultaneously. So this is one of the things that we really we push for our school to make sure that our students are exposed to all possibilities because, we live in a global society. So that's just a few. And Stephanie can talk about ads, so I don't feel like I'm monopolizing the whole conversation.
No, not at all. I'll just say too, I have been over to Hall and I've seen the big telescope like shortly after it sort of opened up a couple of years ago, and I was just blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe these kids get to experience this. This is like the coolest thing ever. Because I remember being a little kid and being really big into astronomy and the planets and looking at those type of things. And so I just think it's awesome for those kids to be able to experience that. And everything that's happening at the other schools you mentioned too is just fantastic. Stephanie, what sort of feedback are you getting from families about magnet school choices and, the decisions that they make for their children that they have at Minneapolis Public Schools?
Yeah, we hear a lot from the schools to say that they have incredible support from their parents. They just are overjoyed at what kind of education and exposure they can get to those different magnet themes, that their students can learn, their children can learn through that special interest that they have. And that just connects their children and makes them excited. I mean, excited about school, and this is kindergarten through 12th grade. There's something for everybody. As Grace said, we have a K-12 pathway for Spanish to language, and we also have that for arts. And so parents get involved through that, through, of course, the typical, the conferences and the open houses, but they also are they can join their site councils. So each school has a site council. And that's for, of course, for parents that just really are involved and interested in the infrastructure, the building out of the program itself. So, you get that, and then you get the community, then, it spreads throughout the community of this is what's going on in our school. These are plans. And I've sat in on a site council meeting at Seward. It's one of the schools I individually support. And parents are talking about, how can we make our school better? They're interested in the academics, they're interested in that, passing that message on to all the parents just to keep them engaged. So a lot of positive feedback and a lot of opportunity for parents to get involved.
Grace, is it possible to tour school before making that big decision on where a student is going to go?
Absolutely. Not just during our magnet schools, but all MPS schools. All a parent need to do is to contact that school via their website and arrange to tour the school, ask questions. Some of the, we are open. I'm open. If someone reached out to me, we try to put out there. I will take you and I'll explain what's happening, all the exciting things that is happening. Manny, one of the reasons why Steph, we enjoy this job and we're particularly interested in putting the words out there is that I still believe that a lot of our parents are not aware of these programs. When magnet school was, it came through achievement and integration. So there was a high need to integrate some of these things into our students, into our communities. So when I'm here talking to you, I'm really excited. Yes, 2 days ago, we spoke to Chantel and KMOJ just to put that the word out there. I want to continue to put the word out there. Like I said, I'm fully vested. I went to another high school. My kids went to another. So this is my community. I'm putting that information out there. It's really important to me because I was fortunate to have a science teacher that really encouraged me to go into the sciences. So part of this is part of paying it back and bringing those information to our students, to our communities, to know what's available to them, because you don't know what you don't know. So yes, the short answer is yes, you can tour the schools, you can tour the buildings, you can reach out to any of us and say, hey, tell me more about this program, you know? And so yes.
So, Stephanie, what can you tell us about any important dates or deadlines coming up that families should be aware of?
Yeah, Manny, they should be aware of one that's coming up real soon here. February 9th is the best chance if you go on to exploremps.org and be able to make those school choices for your first choice. Submit your application by that time, and then you'll get into the first school request lottery. And then around mid-March, families should be getting a letter to tell them what the results are from that lottery. And then April 1st, no fooling, is the due date for the inclusion and the second school request lottery. But this is for Magnet Schools specific. This is for Magnet Schools only. So February 9th, about mid-March, you'll get that result. And then April 1st, then, is that second school lottery just for Magnet Schools.
And you guys have mentioned this already a little bit, but what's a good website to go to? I imagine it's the Minneapolis Public Schools website, but where else can people go to get more information?
So once you go to Minneapolis FPS schools.org, on that you could also find under academics, you can find all the different programming, especially in magnet schools. It'll list by program, by schools, so you know you can really get down to the actual school and what it provide. Yes.
Fantastic. I just love that you guys are so passionate about what you're doing. It's
Yeah.
so amazing, the opportunities that are provided for students here at MPS. It's just fantastic. I'm glad you guys were able to share all this stuff with me today, and I really appreciate the conversation. Stephanie Davies Larson and Grace Mavosi Nwesi, K-12 content leads here at MPS, and head to mpschools.org. Look up those magnet STEM and STEAM schools if you would like to send your student there. Thank you both for being on with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Manny. Let's put the
Manny,
word
thank
out
you.
there.